The Sentai Review, Episode 70, Jetman Mecha.
Alright, we are back on the Sentai Review Robot Reviews
time. Woo!
That, woo. Reploid Bill William Bush.
Seth Level Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree Proto Guy.
And a website. Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone. Alright, now that that's out of the way, gonna bring this up here. We are on Sentai Jetman, Robot Time.
Which
Great
is awesome.
Icarus.
Yeah, the first one is Great Icarus.
Oh, my fault. Do, 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 do.
Well, come on, guy. It's right click, damn it. There you go.
And.
Holy crap. With what just
what
happened
the
here?
Fuck?
What are you doing, guy?
You shut it.
God damn it. More technical difficulties.
It is what it is. There it is.
Okay.
So, yeah. This is the Great Icarus.
Yeah. He's going to go to the other thing.
Yeah.
So, okay, so now pictures.
What the shit?
I mean, you can kind of see the Egyptian type thing that they're trying.
Are we next already?
Yes.
Oh, my.
That's zoom out, guy. You got to zoom in. There you go.
There you go.
That didn't help very much.
No.
He's got some claw pinchers.
Okay, so he comes equipped with nipple-pinching technology.
And apparently the chest thing can blast out something?
Apparently.
It's not where I blast from, but...
it's funny because I knew that's what was coming. I mean... Oh, God.
Next.
Oh.
Well, okay. He can receive ass whippings. We know that. Okay. That's good.
It looks like he lost some of his stomach there or something.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Next. Holy crap.
Hold on. There we go. Now we're better.
Yeah, the great.
You guys were probably
toy.
Already fine, but we're at least better.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Icarus.
Eh.
Great.
Next.
Oh, my God.
Up, pinchy.
pinchy with
like,
the team.
Like, at least I understand that they were trying, like, you know, birds' talons for their hands, but for God's sakes, man.
He just
when it looks like
hug.
The Rock'em Sock'em robot fist just kind of unclenched a little, like...
Next.
What the fuck?
Oh, shit.
No, this another is a, guy wanting a fist bump.
That right
this
there.
Is from the video game.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's
obviously.
A video game fist bump. Oh, that's true. He might be attempting the pixelated purple nurple.
Why didn't you put that in a Mugen, Bill? Get on it.
No shit. Okay, we're done with this guy. What's he get?
Oh, fuck. Hold on. Tabulational device. Come forth from... Oh, you do?
Yeah, somewhere.
For fuck's sakes, I already got my phone in my hand. Hold on.
This guy is...
Yeah, maybe later.
It's filled with amazing.
Okay,
so
what
I
we
think
got?
I'm going to give him an amazing 2.
2.
2.
Wow, I didn't even fucking need it. This guy gets a 2. Fucking assholes.
Because he was sad as shit.
Jet.
We are on Jet. Garuda. That guy. Oh, more nipple pinches.
Yeah.
We know the theme of these rangers.
The fucking
birds.
Purple nurple rangers.
birds that can't even flip the bird.
Is he a cyclops?
No idea.
Not quite.
Next. Oh, yes. Wait. Before I next, he has the indistinguishable Superman belt.
Oh, yeah.
Which one, Bill?
I think it's the one from the first book.
Are you sure about that?
Pretty sure, because it almost has a symbol.
Now, if we go to the next picture, will the belt change?
I don't know. Next.
Like,
goddamn far away. Why don't you, like, right-click when you're saving the picture, Scott, go right-click, view image, and then save it when it's all blown
look
the fuck up
that.
And looks good.
Look at it.
Not like the preview off of Google.
Why does he have them as they are?
Look at that. He has...
Fucking
a
people sending
robot red ass.
He's got a red ass and a red front. So.
So he was part of that threesome me and Shane are supposed to have.
Oh my gosh.
Where Shane's going to have a red ass and a red front.
We're going to next on this guy.
Please and do. Zoom in again.
What the
he's
shit?
He's got bigger wings.
Okay.
Oh, he's got a
you
bird
know,
head.
With the toy, yeah. I'm seeing it a lot better. He's got like the bird head that goes into like a cape of wings.
Okay,
yeah.
So it's kind of like the Osiris hieroglyph.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that actually is. All
right, fair enough.
Next. Oh, him wants
see, now that
bird
looks
hug.
A lot better.
It's amazing that the
he
toy
wants
looks
the birdie
better.
Hug.
Want to get a bird hug?
And then get nibble pinched?
Pinch? And twist? Next. Okay, next. Wow, this is a... Yeah, next. Oh, look at that guy. Look at that guy.
Not bad of a...
It's also a G. Not
pretty...
a, not
oh,
a...
look. Oh, now it's a G.
It's
oh,
a G
see? Now it's
see?
A G. Superman belt.
Yep.
See?
Yep. Changes every picture.
DC Rebirth Superman belt right there. Changes every other picture.
I don't know. At least that's a pretty decent artist drawing. You know what I mean? Like
some people are going to be confused by the reference that I'm making. That deals with the Pages of Fandom podcast.
Please watch.
Which you guys already got the website whore out. Go there and do
yeah,
the
that,
other
that
link.
Already happened.
Yeah.
This guy's done.
Yeah.
Well,
cool.
So what are you giving Birdman
jet
with a Superman belt?
The Jet Godar, whatever.
3.5. Moving on.
I think I'm 3.
3.
3.1.
You would. This dude just Price is Righted my ass.
Yeah, he did real good too because it's a 3.15.
You bitch.
Oh, yeah, I forgot you were on the tabulational device.
Oh, look at
good.
That. Looks like I'm going to be playing for fabulous prizes.
I hope you get all the vacations.
Could have played
some
fabulous prizes.
The prize is these nuts.
And they are fabulous.
Bill, you're up, man. I don't want to play this game anymore.
No, you won. You won. You just had to get that .1 in there.
Jet Icarus.
Yeah.
Okay, so, we're on Jet Icarus.
Oh, this one isn't too bad.
Digging the multicolor arm.
Is he just a different version of the first dude we looked at?
I think this is the first version, though.
Yeah,
he's Thor.
He's got a hammer.
Oh, nope. He's not Thor.
But it is a hammer.
Marvel butt-fucked that. Right now, Marvel has the unworthy Thor.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
He is old Thor.
Oh, he's more of a classic Thor?
Yes.
So is that the Thor that is actually Thor, or the Thor that holds the hammer and becomes Thor, but without it he's just a dude? Or is it the Beta Ray Bill version, like because Thor was dead?
It is the MCU
Thor. Oh, okay. Oh, see? So he's like the 17th version of Thor.
Yeah.
Marvel is fun.
That's why I read DC.
Why? So you can choose between one of 7 Batman comics, one where Batman kicks a tree, one where Batman sits behind a computer and lets his clone run out
to be
and do
fair,
shit?
That's another reason I'm loving the DC Rebirth. There's two. There's Detective Comics and Batman now.
Oh, I could have sworn they started up Beyond.
Not yet.
Yeah, that's on the way, but it's actually going to deal with something else. They're looking for Terry McGinnis.
Ah, so it's supposed
right
to
now,
be like one of those take
so right
place
now,
after the show. And
only
shit.
Two Batman, yeah. And okay. It's and they're both fan.
They're fantastic unless you're kicking trees and hanging out with Daredevil.
Well, then which Batman is it? That's God Batman. Is that the one
no,
where
that's,
he's got
the
kids running?
That's
in circles,
a long
or?
Time ago now.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's somewhere around 12 books ago now. I mean, probably further because that was a little bit before the Doomsday War or the Dark Side War. So
next
on this guy's hammer.
Gundam Hammer.
Zooming in.
Oh, now he's got a sword and shield.
I'm digging the sword and shield. I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I like
Yeah, the, I'm okay with that.
I kind of like the shield quite a bit.
Dude.
Sword and shield.
He's got jets on his boots so he can rocket kick your ass into next week.
Yep. Sweet.
Yeah.
Next.
Hi.
Is that fist bumping?
Gonna give
we back to the bumps? Yeah. We're back
Holy
to
shit.
The bumps.
It's a left-handed Zord.
Oh,
like
shit.
Southpaw.
Yeah. I think that's one of the first times we've seen a left-handed fist bump. Everybody so, else wanted a right-handed fist bump.
We've only got one chance, guys. Let me go call Dolph Lundgren. Let me make a phone call real quick so we can take this sword down.
I will break you.
Dude.
Man, that's how he answers the phone. That is
God
awesome.
Damn it.
Next.
Your fucking ringing, like, automatically threw me back to goddamn watching Markiplier play Prop Hunt, Nick.
What
like,
is no, what is that?
I can't tell. The picture's cut, so I can't
yeah,
tell what
it's
that
kind
is.
Of a...
Some form of a pole arm.
Okay, so this Zord has a thing. Just going to leave that
thing. Yeah.
Like that. Yeah, next.
Oh, he wants a fist bump as he cuts you.
That, I was going to say, that kind of seems...
No, it's fist bump or he will cut you.
Yeah, I don't know if that's like...
So he's one of the first ones demanding a fist bump. Everybody else is like, maybe? Maybe?
Yeah, everybody's like, come on, man. Come on, man. He's like, no, look, I'm going to tell you right now.
Either you do this or you die.
Yeah. He's like, I'm tired of everybody skipping the Zords over here. I'm going to get some goddamn respect.
By chopping your head off.
He's got my respect.
Next. What the shit does he have? Wait, what is that?
That's his sword again. It's just...
Okay, it's at the angle. Yeah, it is his sword. Yeah. Okay.
Still won that fist bump.
And that was him. He's done. We're done with that guy.
All right, well, why don't
I'm kind of liking this dude, actually. I'm thinking like 3.6.
I'm kind of feeling that, like 3.75.
I don't think he's great, but I do think he's. I do think he's nearing that edge to being a really cool, memorable Zord.
So 3.6, 3.75.
Yep.
What do you got?
Slap you.
I'll go 3.5.
3.7.
You're a bitch.
Wait, 3.7? You said? Okay, hold up, and then divide that by. Yeah, I know. I'm waiting on you with your fucking tabulational device.
Let's see here.
3.64.
Hey, this Shane!
This next one's going to be interesting.
What is this thing called?
Oh, yeah, Shane Butcher's name.
Shane Butcher's name.
Tetra Boy Tetra Buster?
A bit of warning, this is kind of two in one.
That's fine. Let's see it.
Oh, my.
He looks something. He looks he something comparable. Yeah, I was gonna say comparable to Ninjor.
Yeah, a bit of Ninjor here.
Hell, maybe that's where they got the Ninjor costume.
No, because Ninjor is actually in one of the other Sentai.
Yeah, I know. That's what I mean. They just repurposed this model and then just kind of changed it up and made Ninjor.
Next.
He's flying.
So okay, he flies like Mario. Then? Is that what I'm to understand?
Yeah, Tanuki Suit Mario.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
He becomes a gun.
He is not fucking around.
He also looks
Hold up. There's a quote that I made here.
Yeah, like he just said, though.
Fuck your face, fire all the everything.
Yeah. Look at... He's right, though. This is the
this
dude
is the
we were just looking at.
The Terror Boy becomes a Terror Cannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He became the gun. So they take one of the robots apart and form him into a gun for the other robot to use.
Yeah, it's called consolidating build.
Transformers, blow off your fucking face.
Yes, very good. Very good. Yes, that's what he clearly does.
Next.
I mean, it could be worse. He could become Soundwave.
Oh, just he's one of those dudes that did not make a good toy.
Yeah.
He's really bulky once he becomes a toy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, the gun, the cannon version looks better as the toy than
the
sword
toy, yeah.
mode.
Oh, well.
I don't know, because now, like, this picture makes those fucking cannons look like beer cans that were just kind of slapped on, like, ugh.
Awesome.
Giant water now in can form. Or no, bottled water now in can form.
Yep.
What about the canned air?
And diet water.
Diet water.
Yeah.
When your fat ass needs to diet. Now.
God, that's
Our old favorite demotivationals.
Next.
Yeah, it's him transforming.
Oh, yeah, the actual transformation. Okay.
Okay, yeah, so that's him turning into the cannon.
Yeah,
yep.
Which is probably why that other picture looked like shit. It was probably something taken from this.
Dude, that's so cool, though.
Yeah, I'm digging it.
I'm on... Oh, man. Okay, well, this dude's done, and I'm on, like, 3.8 for this dude. I'm digging this dude. This dude, he's probably the coolest of the whole bunch, for me, anyway. I really like the idea that he turns into a cannon. I like that he seemed a little more usable than the other guys. And I'm curious, since his arms and legs are already cannons... Can he use that in combat when he has to fight alone?
Maybe. I'm going to go 4.
Okay.
3.9.
Bitch!
Don't worry. 3.91.
Oh, look at that.
So fuck your face, boy.
So what do we got for the Terra Boy Buster?
I'm going to read them all out.
Uh-oh.
3.9025, so a 3.9.
3.9.
So
motherfucker
still
just got a $1,000 bonus for picking correctly.
And here's some.
Too bad we don't make any money.
I'm about to say, damn, I'm pretty good at this.
Yeah, now see, now here's our group pictures.
Oh,
I like him in the middle. You see what I mean?
Yeah, he's about to box your fucking face off.
He seems a little more believable combat wise than the other guys. Zords get too bulky. They sometimes feel strange. They look strange, like they wouldn't be usable in actual combat.
Yeah.
Like the Tiger Zord and the Thunder Megazord when they combined.
Yes.
And it's that huge fucking thing. Yeah. That thing looks impractical.
Oh, here's these two guys hanging out.
Yeah.
I like how the bird can
fucking
come.
Big hat man.
Well, that's the bird head. I like how the bird head could probably come down.
It was
down.
The bird guy combined with the other guy.
Yeah.
Yep. I get I'm seeing it.
Okay, next. Bam.
My goodness!
Man,
somebody got fucked up.
No shit.
Yeah, the Terra got sliced up, and the jet thing is missing an arm.
Dude,
it looks
crazy.
Like he's the one that did the slicing, and all he did was lose an arm.
Oh yeah, that too.
Just but a flesh wound.
He's like, this is what happens when nobody fist bumps me.
Oh look, two people demanding fist bumps.
Well, one dude is not actually demanding a fist bump. He's like, yeah, come fist bump him. And you're like, yeah, and you put your arm out, and he's like, purple nipple.
Pinchy, 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 pinchy.
Damn. Kid's so tired of this guy. Fucking pixelated purple nurple sword. Next.
Another trio.
Oh, they all want the fist bump.
Nope, two guys are asking for fist bumps, and he's like,
the other guy's trying to pinch them nips.
Come get them fist bumps.
The monster's like, no, just kill me.
Although technically in the pinch bot's defense, he could at least hold the monster's arms better while the other two beat the shit out of the monster.
Yeah.
We want your fucking lunch money, damn it.
Next. Oh, shit.
Here's the
game.
That is Jet Garuda.
Jet Garuda and Jet Icarus.
I would be into whatever game. Like, I have actually had curiosity towards the Sentai games we missed out on.
This is a Famicom.
Because I'm curious how much came out on, like, say, the Nintendo and the Super Nintendo and the Sega and the PlayStation. Like, over the years, how many Sentai games have we missed?
From what I've heard, 2 in the NES era.
That's it?
This one, the Jetman one, and there was a Mighty Morphin.
For Nintendo?
In Japan, for Famicom. But...
So it wasn't Mighty Morphin. It was Zoodangers.
Yeah, it was Zoodanger, and you always had to change the one character that you're fighting as. So it's like, oh, guess what? You're out there playing as the Yellow Ranger. Guess what? They die, you get to take over as the Black Ranger. Oh, that dies? It's like the Turtles game.
I might be interested in that, actually. I guess I would have to see how it works, but that sounds like I would be interested in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to see what games we missed. I would literally, that's something I've wanted to know for a long time. Next.
Okay, that's kind of bad.
Cinematic as fuck.
That's pretty sweet,
that
yeah.
That is really cool.
And that's our last picture, so we're ending on this awesome image here. Nice. But, now comes a question. We're only at 20 minutes, so it's time to discuss topics.
Do we have a topic?
Do we have a topic?
Kind of.
Really?
After discussing the toys, one of our big fans goes by Railfan.
Dude, yes!
He was like Train Rangers all the way.
Hold on. When he very first changed his name, I knew him already because he'd been coming in. He was just Noel, you know?
Yeah, just Noel. Yeah,
Noel. And then all of a sudden... I seen, like, Noel Railfan, and I was like, oh, shit! I was like, did he literally change his name to match our show? Because he is the best dude ever right now.
Well, there was a whole bunch of conversations going on across the last two vids that we did, and some of it's worth mentioning off air, you know what I mean? The rest of it, meh. But
I've yet to get to read the comments for the last video. But I read some of them for the one before that.
Yeah, I've got them on my phone. The way that I've been doing it lately is wake up, get Scott, come over here and hang out. And while we're hanging out, like, watch the videos and actually get the comments before we even start filming.
It's just been a nasty week for me, but I try real hard to make sure that I've read every comment and responded to everything I can on each video. And I don't think I've got to do that with these last two.
I know I've been able to off and on, so.
Well... After he goes, hell yeah, Train Ranger toys, then he goes, oh yeah, speaking of the Train Rangers, since Saban is skipping it, let's say that we were to end up casting it and doing the show. He goes, using only YouTube stars, who would you cast and what roles and why?
Oh shit, that's
wild. And then like him and Evie had like a back and forth about who they would pick, and I kind of agree with Noel here for one of them. Like, I'm not going to lie, I didn't read all of your stuff. Like, no offense, it's just a matter of we were kind of getting ready to get going as I was actually reading through some of these.
Right.
So, But I'm pretty sure I know who I'd pick.
Okay, we'll do it. Okay, we're casting for how many Rangers now, if I remember right? They have a normal team of six. Well, it's five and then plus the orange dude, right?
Wasn't there a purple and orange?
Okay.
Oh yeah, I think that team has seven.
But in America, didn't? Or never mind. Never mind.
What?
Never mind.
I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about in America?
Never mind.
We didn't get these boys in America.
Yeah, don't remind me.
America.
Anyway, let's
America
see.
America ain't got no train.
There's a red, a blue, a green, a pink, a yellow. And, yes, an orange. However, I'm going to say that we only do the five
right now. Wasn't there a purple dude, though?
Yeah.
I thought I remembered in the pictures there was a purple dude.
The problem is the way that...
And then there's Concession Bot. We have to cast Concession Bot.
Oh.
Even if you're never going to know who it is.
Well, I got nobody for
that's a part of the team, damn it.
Well, actually, it's funny because he even he decides... Who out of the Fandom Night crew would be people?
Oh my gosh.
Because he said that he wanted you to be the conductor who's their Zordon.
conductor. I'm telling you. Oh, I remember them talking about this. The conductor is also one of the Rangers, though. Is he the purple dude? Is he the guy I'm thinking?
Possibility. I'm not sure.
It's possible.
I know he said that he wanted Shane to be president of the Rainbow Line.
Is that the orange one, maybe?
No clue. And then...
Because if it is, that's ironic, because we gave him the orange one when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
So if Bill's going to be purple, does that make Michelle his concession bot?
Actually, it's kind of funny, because then he goes into saying that he wants Sean as one of the main henchmen, but with there being a Shane, a Scott, and a Seth, and with me and Noel being friends on Facebook, and him even, you know, commenting on my shit a few times, I'm pretty sure he wouldn't confuse Seth with Sean. So I'm thinking he's thinking of you, Scotty.
Me as what?
And
No, as what on there?
Apparently the main henchman.
Main henchman.
Probably that goofy-looking dude who's always fighting with him. Remember from that one episode we watched?
Oh.
Okay. The one who's hanging out with the fucking chick in the purple outfit.
Okay.
But then he even makes mention of, as for wagon or concession bot, he leaves it up to us to pick a girl to fill that spot. So that means it'd either be Shelly or Shane's old lady. So, yeah. Because I'm pretty sure Jeremy's old lady isn't going to want to be, like, taking selfies and, you know, performing, like, lap dances for little kids' birthdays.
For little kids. Oh, yeah, but Shelly'd be so for it. She loves to dance for little kids' birthdays.
Oh, shit. But anyway, as for casting YouTubers, I'm just going to say, the main five for right now. And I agree with him for green. Matt Pat would definitely be a good Green Ranger. Technically, I would put him at blue if we were going by exact characters, because the Blue Ranger was more of like the nerdy, smart guy. Yeah. And with Matt Pat running both game theory and film theory.
Game Lab.
Oh, yes, and Game Lab, which is his new YouTube red thing. So shameless plug there. Go pay $10 a month to YouTube to watch some shows that they're actually producing like it's a TV channel. No, I know it is. I watched the first one where they were talking about Mirror's Edge and doing the stuff, because that one's free. But, I can believe that. But, yes, I kind of agree with Matt Pat being in there. I know who I want the Red Ranger to be. Markiplier. Yeah.
Why?
Because Red Ranger don't care anymore and what you're thinking about justice and stuff. And for anybody who's a Markiplier fan, Mark is kind of like, he takes his shit seriously, but he loves to just joke around all the fucking time and have fun. Hold on.
Not only that, Markiplier is probably one of the most down-to-earth YouTubers. He has a huge heart, and he tries to help out as many people as he can. And he's been one of the, I guess, few YouTubers that they've actually taken to go and do, like, some of the presidential meetings and stuff. That they're trying to reach out and, you know, get a hold of people online who are, you know, have big communities. So, that's another good reason why. Disembodied voice number two out. Ooh.
Thank you, Lone Paladin. anyway, but yes, I would probably move Matt Pat to blue. For green, I would want Danny Sexbang. Just fucking because. and then when it...
That doesn't... Yeah, but the train guys... I guess that's true. You guys haven't really watched any episodes, to be fair.
Well, yeah. But to me, with Green kind of being like the social outcast-y kind of guy, Danny makes a bit of sense. No, you give me that look, Nick, but it actually is kind of true. However, then when it comes down to Pink Ranger, I'm probably going to end up picking Kitty Cat Gamer, a.k.a. Susie Hansen. And then when it comes down to the Yellow Ranger, I kind of... Yeah, I'll agree with that. Probably Dodger.
I don't know if I can cast the full team, but I can probably cast a few members. I think the red one, Nostalgia Critic.
Sadly, I kind of saw that one coming. Kind of like, I kind of feel like I know where Bill would go with his Red Ranger.
Where?
Probably James Rolfe.
Probably Dolph Lundgren.
But Lundgren isn't a YouTuber.
Oh,
although
shit.
Technically, The Rock, yes, Dwayne The Rock Johnson is now a YouTuber. So you can have The Rock.
Do I get Fat Rock from that new movie?
No.
Damn it. I need Fat Rock.
Actually,
dude, he was dancing it
actually,
up.
You probably brought something up. I'll go with the other two guys are Blue and Green, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Blue, the angry video game nerd.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, it's kind of true.
Green.
I would say you should probably pick Matthew, but seeing as how Matthew from Botchamania doesn't appear in his videos.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, I would just like to go ahead and opt. Okay, just for me, you guys can go ahead and do this one. I need to opt out, and here's the reason why.
You don't watch that many YouTube
channels? No. I watch a lot of YouTube, but I'm different from you guys. Most of the YouTube I watch does not have a face. I watch Comics Explained. And I watch things like, okay, yeah, I watch things like Comic Explained, and I watch Review Tech USA, and different things like that, where or I watch The Young Turks.
Yeah.
So, I watch a lot of different stations that more or less explain, and it's more like a news thing. I keep up on what's going on in the comics that I've missed. I go to the comicbook.com stuff, the comicnews.com, and I watch their videos. And then I just randomly surf, if that's what I'm doing. Like, I watch a countdown here and there. So, like, most of YouTube, to me, doesn't have a face. It's just channels. So I can't really cast, like, I can't...
Well, we could,
first
give,
off,
we could give you a quick cop-out, then.
I couldn't be able to cast, say... Comics Explained as the Blue Ranger because I would be casting a voice. And I can't do like the Young Turks and be like, they're newscast. News Sentai! Delivering the
well,
pain.
Well, again, I could kind of give you a cheap cop-out because Team 4-Star has a gaming channel where during the live streams they have a face cam.
But since I don't watch it, it has no face to me.
Well,
Team
true.
4-Star, let's say I watch them on YouTube, they have no face.
Yeah.
There's no face connected to it for me.
Well, for you,
and,
yeah, but
and
for
like, I watched a good portion of Red versus Blue. It has no face. Like, I don't. But I don't.
And Nick said, if you watch anything else Rooster Teeth does, just to, for the people who couldn't hear that, just in case.
Yeah, I don't. Like, that's exactly what the issue is. Like, you guys watch YouTube very differently than I do. I peruse YouTube for a minute. And then I try to get my other stuff done. Like,
well, you're also better at adulting than most of the rest of us here are.
No,
I mean.
No, it's not. It's not like a. It's just when I have a chance to choose what I'm going to do, YouTube falls low on my list right now, because aside from watching a couple videos, sometimes when I get home, which mostly I use YouTube to do anime music videos.
Yeah,
I love to watch music videos and fall back into my MTV days, but I've got something like 60 manga books that I'm trying to read, so like sometimes at night, like Michelle will go to sleep, and I'll turn on my computer, and maybe listen to some music videos or something, and I'll try to get through one of these books. So that's where my attention has been lately.
Like I said, you're adulting better, because most adults actually read, whereas most children just watch TV and YouTube is television.
Or I'm trying to see. I'm the one primarily doing all of the pages of fandom.
Yeah.
And I have 40 books that still need commentated, and about 100 books that need read.
Yeah.
So.
Whereas the most that I'm doing is my own personal YouTube channel, where I've turned it into like a depression podcast for myself, so that way then I don't actually have to, you know, seek professional psychiatric help for when I freak the fuck out.
But yeah, like this, it's not a disrespect.
Yeah, but I don't have money for alcohol, Nick.
It's not a disrespect. I just have to opt out of this topic because it's just I'm very crazy busy trying to run 5 podcasts right now. So that's pretty much where my time goes.
No,
right
you're
now.
Running 4 podcasts. Scotty and I take care of the other one.
This is true, except for the fact that you guys have yet to start your Facebook, and I'm moments away from doing it for you.
Scott, get to work on it.
Well,
I got to get better and recover so I can move next weekend.
Well, I was about to say my Green Ranger pick, Chris Hardwick.
Oh, Hardwick?
Hardwick, yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
The Yellow Ranger?
Although, sadly, he doesn't appear on Nerdist as much as he used to.
Yellow Ranger, I'd probably pick the chick who voices Tex in Red vs. Blue.
Yeah, fair enough.
And as far as Pink, I don't know. I think
just say Waifu Pator.
You know what? I'll just pick Punky. Pick Punky.
Been on camera.
Yeah, that's kind of true. Punky hasn't been on camera. I mean, she's been in episodes where she's talked, but I mean, she's not on camera, nor does she have a functional, up and running, all the time YouTube channel, which automatically. Well, yeah, see, having one video on YouTube does not make you an up-and-running YouTuber. It just means that you've used YouTube once or twice, which there's really no shame in that. Like, when it comes right down to it, you know, you don't actually need a fucking YouTube channel to have videos on it to enjoy YouTube. I mean, technically, you don't even need a fucking YouTube channel. Originally, YouTube started out as a fucking dating service where you could send personal messages to people, and then some random asshole was like, I like cat videos, here's cat videos, and then... Everybody and the brothers just like, here's cat videos, here's music videos, here's this, here's that. And then YouTube decided to be like, oh, well, let's start paying you for making shit, seeing as how everybody's no longer using this to actually meet people and, like, try to date. So how about you, Shane, seeing as how everybody else ran off to congregate in the bathroom? Oh, sorry, free comic book day at Bill's house.
Well,
oh shit, Nick's on a mic.
To be fair, in some ways I am like Bill. I don't watch a great deal of YouTubers, but I do watch some. So like I can't cast any of the females, but
yeah.
I can cast the guys.
No, I know what you mean.
The kitty cat gamer that you said.
Yeah.
I've heard of her.
Yeah.
Maybe you've only seen one or two things.
Well, that's because Kitty Cat Gamer is Aaron's wife from Game Grumps.
And I've only watched
Much like how Commander Holly is Ross's wife.
I've only watched some.
Like, that's the
Game
reason
Grumps.
Why they're actually doing so much shit on YouTube, and Game Grumps is able to basically monetize everything they do, and they've built an actual empire off of YouTube, is because Aaron has his own channel. Danny has his own channel with NSP, along with Ninja Brian, in which Brian used to be a fucking physics professor at, like, multiple... that's a different Brian. But anyway. Ninja Brian actually is a physics professor and used to teach at a bunch of the different universities. Barry's been their editor for so long that he could pop in and out of videos no fucking problem. Like, literally, like I said, everybody else has their own fucking YouTube channel, but they also post under Game Grumps. So their side shit can go on their own channel, but all their shit together goes on, you know, their big channel, which is Game Grumps. Much like us. I have my own channel where I do my own shit. Scott has his own channel where he does his own shit. Bill has his own channel where he does his own shit. Whereas all of us together have the group channel here of Fandom Night. We also technically still have Reploid Productions, even though we never do anything with it. But if you wanted to go back and watch some of our skits, like How to Bash How To's and Super Star Wars and some of the old reviews and shit, they can
good.
Do that as well.
Good.
It's not good!
Let the plugging flow.
I still got to say, though, that the greatest thing ever is I talked Scotty into making a ringtone for me for whenever he or Bill calls. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still got to play that for you guys. Let me,
I actually stole a mic because I'm that kind of guy.
Yeah, so technically,
I guess I could throw out some real quick.
Paladins, yeah.
I'll agree with your Blue Ranger, no problems. Matt Pat should be Blue Ranger.
Yep.
I've got a different pick for the red. Oh, wait, no, because we both agreed on Markiplier. Green, I've got a different pick.
Okay.
Will Wheaton.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Will mother-frickin' Wheaton.
I feel like the fighting skills of this team might be very low.
Oh, yeah.
Well, no, Matt Pat's fairly decent because, you know, he's...
Yeah, Matt Pat's actually had military training now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because of Metal
and,
Gear. It wasn't much, but he got a crash course. He's okay.
I feel like his little bit of military training won't
it's
help
not
him
help.
Fight
no,
machine
it won't let
gun
him.
Putties.
Yeah. No.
But it is at least good enough for, you know, play acting for a Sentai show.
Yeah.
Much like Markiplier has done multiple live action videos like... What was it? Warcraft just came out, and he was there on set along with Matt Pat and a bunch of other YouTubers for.
Yeah, they
like
actually
YouTube
did like an
fight.
Actual siege type of situation where they had to teach everyone stuff.
Plus, he's also been doing a whole lot of like live action challenges and shit with Team Edge.
Yep. My Green Ranger is definitely Will Wheaton. Dodger's still going to be my Yellow Ranger. Pink Ranger, I'm picking somebody else, though.
Okay.
Barbara from Rooster Teeth.
Oh, is that the one who played Texas voice in RVD?
No, that's the one that played Yang in Ruby.
Okay. No, I was just double-checking because Scotty said that one of the girls was going to be Tex from RVB. And I knew you didn't know who that was.
Puns for days, son. And it would just fit perfectly. Because she's still super girly. But the puns are terrible and awesome at the same time. So it adds some good humor. But I feel as that would be like a really good setup for my team. And then whoever the sixth ranger would be, I would have to figure that out.
Well, the sixth, the seventh, and a concession bot. Because I copped out and didn't pick a concession bot. But still...
Huh, concession bot. Oh, that'd be Danny. Danny Sexbang for concession bot 2016.
Yeah, fair enough. I can understand that.
Because that'd just be hilarious.
Hold on, let me...
Bill's face Bill's... is like... Ugh!
Hold on, let me help with that argument between you and Bill right there. By the way, that is my fucking ringtone when Bill calls me or Shane calls me or Scott calls me or you call me.
That is the best ringtone ever of all times. Bill, we should go into the ringtone making business. Fuck all this stuff. We can make money doing ringtones with stupid shit that we do.
I might even try to get a ringtone of Bill being like, come on, force!
Oh my god.
Yeah! Taking a shit!
Yeah.
Just scream professional loud.
Professional.
Now we're going to swing it back and I'll do my picks now.
Okay, fair enough.
I should hand this mic back off.
And since I can only do three of them, I'm just going to do the blue, green, and red, obviously.
Okay.
So for my blue, I'm going to agree with the rest of you guys. Matt, Pat, I think we a good blue ranger.
By a landslide. Yeah, no shit.
My red ranger would have to be Will Wheaton. Yeah. Leader.
No, I kind of get that one, though, simply because of the age and experience.
Now, it was tough, because I do watch Nostalgia Critic, and I do watch AVGN and stuff like that.
I almost said Will Wheaton for the Green Ranger when I was thinking.
But this is tough, because I didn't even know about him until Nick introduced me to him, but I get where you were coming from, whoever said Green Ranger for Danny Sexbang.
Yep.
I see it.
Yeah.
I see it in my head that I think he would do it.
Do it fairly decently, yes.
I do like James Rolfe and Doug Walker. If there were more guy colors, I would probably do it.
There's the two spare rings. Yeah, there's the two spares. Technically, there's an orange and a green, and I'm not sure if
orange
any of them are female or dudes. Or what'd I say?
You said orange and green.
Oh, my bad. It's because we were talking about
how
green.
How about this?
But yes, orange and purple.
I know we said the regular five, but since I can't do the females, I'll do the purple and orange.
Okay, fair enough.
And I will put Nostalgia Critic as my Orange Ranger, and I'm going to put James Rolfe as my Purple Ranger. My team is going to lose hardcore when monsters are coming down, and they're like reviewing stuff.
Bullshit. James Rolfe will call out Super Mecha Death Christ 3000 BC, bitch.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Oh, shit, yeah, you're right, you're right. Oh, well,
fuckers! Fuckers!
And I do apologize that I don't watch enough female YouTubers. I just don't. And it's not nothing bad about it. I know what you mean.
Like, it's one of those where it's nothing personal. But the problem is it's either like you try to go to a comedy channel, and no offense, but most of the people that are, quote, comedians on YouTube aren't really all that good. Or in order to find, like, a female YouTuber, like, a lot of it's, like, in the beauty section. And, I mean, like I said, that's generalizing, because, like I said, there's, you know, fucking Aaron's wife and fucking Ross's wife both play games on their channels.
Well,
so, I mean, there's
you also have to dig through.
Here's the issue with YouTube.
The issue with YouTube is that there's a million people that see a set of boobies and they click it. And that's all they're doing. And sometimes these girls have talent, and sometimes they don't. If you're an attractive girl, there's no reason not to be an attractive girl, okay?
Yeah.
But this does lead to a sad stereotype online where sometimes an attractive girl will get a billion friggin' views. And then somebody who is actually interesting and intelligent but doesn't have that same appeal will get smashed.
Yeah.
Like, I used to always watch this person called Chibi Neko. And I really, really enjoy all of her stuff. But she would constantly get references on her channel where people would leave comments like, "Is that a dude?"
Seriously?
Yeah, because she's not the most attractive girl on the planet. But she's really cool. And her entire show is dedicated to discussing stuff like why she ever bothered to watch things like Gargoyles and The Mummies. So she talks about old shows, like she did an entire retrospective where she broke down SWAT Cats and talked about them for 40 minutes.
Oh.
And it was an awesome episode, and it's really, really good. And then it goes back to her where she's talking on camera, and all these people leave these basically hate-monger comments, and her view count is not as high as some of these other girls who, by the way, I've clicked on boobies on the internet, okay? I've been on YouTube and been like, oh, shit! And it loads up the video, and I'm watching it for like 2 minutes, and I'm like, this is fucking killing me. Either take your shirt off or stop talking, because that's the only reason I'm here. And I hate to sound sexist, because it's a sexist attitude, okay? But let's just be honest here. Some girls are making it on YouTube, and they have nothing to say.
Yeah.
And then some girls have something to say, but they're being attacked by the image of the girl that's making it on YouTube with nothing to say.
Yeah,
so,
which again goes back to the problem with society, where everybody focuses on the physical and not the mental.
Right, so it is a tough thing to even discuss here, but that's what I mean. Like, if you go watch, like, Chibi Neko has done she did a top 20 characters that she cannot stand in Final Fantasy. Because she comes on and she says, "Final Fantasy, we had an understanding. You would give me great stories and adventure, characters that I would remember for the rest of my life, and we would walk down the lanes of fantasy together and relish for the rest of my existence. But somewhere around Final Fantasy VIII, something happened, and we just lost sight of each other."
Squall and squall.
And she says,
and more
she
squall.
Says, "A lot of people blame this on graphics, inattention to details. I blame the characters." And then she goes on to do this review where she goes game to game, discussing that each game has characters that are eh. And she breaks down a whole lot of them. She talks about 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 13, 13, 2, 13, Lightning's Return. So,
what was it? Chibi what?
Chibi Neko.
Chibi Neko.
and that she was really interesting. I liked her channel a lot, and she's pretty much got to the point where she's barely even doing it anymore. And I think part of it came from all that kind of backlash, and that's just the way it is for some YouTubers. Like, look, I do videos on my channel, and I remember I've done videos where people will get on there and they'll be like, I'm fixating on his wedding ring. How did anybody ever manage to marry this man-child? And I'm like, because I got this penis, bitch! So, like, I'll have fun with it.
And Michelle blushes and tries to turn away.
So I'll have fun with it, you know? But you do get these comments. Like, this one guy got on here one night because I was talking about how the comic book store was continually fucking me. Until I finally worked out an arrangement that actually is working for me now, where I'm getting the books I wanted, but they never had what I wanted when I went in. And I did this big long rant about how I think the comic book stores are starting to suffer, and there's a reason a good portion of them are closing. And this guy got on there and he's like, why don't you just fucking get a job there instead of complaining about it? Fix it, you piece of shit, fat motherfucker. And I'm like, hey, if they'd hire me, I'd work there, fat motherfucker. Like, so, like, you get these responses. I am not the super sexy guy here on YouTube. I'm not, okay? I don't consider myself to be an ugly dude or nothing.
No, that's shit. My job.
Well, maybe, I don't know. But, I mean, I've never really... I guess the only way I could put it...
I don't
it,
know. Don't get me wrong. I could walk around my apartment buck naked and strut. So
the
I
only
mean.
Way I could put it is that... here. I am quite possibly the most attractive dude I have ever seen practicing in front of Zamir in the nude.
Is that also along the lines of it is not illegal to wear a costume?
So anyways, though, yes, because there is no law against wearing a costume.
Oh, fuck. Yay, more comic book commentaries, references.
Dude, that guy's
so
amazing.
Go view it.
I kind of wish that he would come back, because I would love to do an entire show where I just review. Maybe that's it. Maybe I should do one of the comic book commentaries where I review as the Vanisher. Because he's
be
amazing.
Awesome. You know what? No, you just need to get into Marvel Comics and bring that motherfucker back.
No shit!
Find a way to, like, reverse engineer, like, the, like, mind fuck that Xavier put on him.
I would
to
so...
turn him into a, hey, what am I doing again?
I would so right back in the Vanisher, man. He is amazing. In case anybody is curious what that's about, X-Men issue 2 has this amazing villain called the Vanisher, who, it's all about his attitude. He is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen. He just, at the start of the book, he's wearing his supervillain costume, and he walks up to two cops, and they're like, what the shit is going on with this guy? He's walking around looking like that, and he points right in their face, and he's like, that is no law against wearing this costume, and you know it. Now direct me to the nearest Metropolitan National Bank, for I intend to rob it. And they just take him to the bank.
Yeah.
They think he's so fucking ridiculous. They're like, okay. So they take him to the bank, and there's this crazy fucking scene where the cops even humor the dude as far as to hand him money out of the register. And then he uses his power. He's like, good day, gentlemen. And he just vanishes. And they're like, oh, my God, he took the money. And they're like, are you fucking kidding me? Did that shit just happen? And the whole book is like this. He's one of the most amazing villains I've ever fucking seen.
Yeah, he's like whipping the shit out of the X-Men. And fucking Xavier rolls up in his wheelchair. And he's like, excuse me, sir, can I have a moment of your time? Puts his hand on his head and fries his fucking brain.
Yeah.
And you're like, yeah, Xavier never kills anyone. He's so fucking high and mighty that he's gotta fuck you.
He literally rolls up from behind the X-Men while the Vanisher is kicking everybody's ass. And he's like, who is this crippled man that approaches me? And he's like, he just looks him in the face and he's like, I can feel myself slipping away. And then all of a sudden he's standing there and he's like, what am I doing here? Why am I wearing these clothes? What is my name? and that's it. They just fucking mind-wiped his ass and brushed him off the comic forever. Like, I can't ever remember another moment where I've seen him. The Vanisher needs to come back. Why not? We're making all kinds of other stupid decisions at Marvel. Why can't we bring back the fucking Vanisher? It's fucking Vanisher time, goddammit.
Bring him into the Spider-Man universe.
Damn right. He could be a Spider-Man villain.
Dealing with billionaire Peter Parker?
Sure. Fuck yeah, he could teleport up to his space station. No, dude, I'm telling you. Like,
who the fuck are you and why did you get here? There is no law against me being on this space station.
Yeah. They'd be like, how are you on the space station? Ah, I can vanish, and there is no law against vanishing onto a space station, and you know it. They'd be like, who the fuck is this dude? The fuck does he even want here? Like, he goes to the military base, and they have those fucking secret plans for some secret weapon, and it's the most retarded scene I've ever seen. There's just a table and four guards sitting at the table, and a case. And he vanishes in, and rather than take the shit, he appears inside of the installation. They all jump up and take out their guns, and he's like, ah, I was just checking. Take good care of those plans, gentlemen, for I will soon take them from you. And they're like, what the fuck? And he just vanishes away. He doesn't bother to take the shit. He just vanishes away. Goes off into the city. Tells everybody that he's some kind of badass. They all fall for his bullshit. And then he vanishes back into the army installation like a week later and just takes the case. He just appears standing on the table in the middle of the room. And everybody looks up like, what the fuck? And he takes it and he's like, I'll be taking these plans, gentlemen. And he just vanishes away. And they're like, what the shit? Like, nobody knows how to deal with this guy because when you see him, he's wearing a snakeskin bodysuit, two-piece dress uniform with combat boots and, like...
The entire thing is, like, a crimson red.
Yeah, the whole thing is crimson red, and then he's got a domino fucking mask on.
Yeah.
So he looks absolutely ridiculous and acts absolutely ridiculous, and I think the people that are seeing him think he's mentally retarded, so they're not paying attention. And then all of a sudden he'll do something outlandish, like he beat the X-Men in a one-on-one fair fight. It's like one-on-five fair fight for him. And he's vanishing everywhere and kicking faces and everything. And then, like, Iceman is like, bah! And he freezes the case and he's like, who gives a shit? And he just vanishes away because the case is cold. It doesn't mean he can't take it with him. It's amazing. Yeah. He's one of the greatest villains ever. On my channel, I do a show called Comic Book Commentaries. You can find it right now under a playlist just labeled Pages of Fandom. It's in there if you want to see what I'm talking about. I show pictures as I'm talking about it. It is outlandish. But if anybody else has anything else or if your topic's not done, I'm sorry. I just, like, blew the last 10
with
minutes
the Vanisher.
Here.
Yeah. But no, I'm pretty... You were done, right, Shane?
Yeah, I'm good.
Okay, so then, yeah, I think that's everybody. So, once again, let me close out this here episode properly.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.